Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Froschen. I am the Chief Operating Officer of the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that every life can teach and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, entrepreneurs, marketers, authors, spiritualists, mentors, and students in an effort to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today I have with me someone that I haven't known that long, but is a lot like Alex, who you guys met last week. Just one of my honestly favorite people that I know. She's full of life. She's full of energy. She's a psychic medium who likes to focus on, we all have intuition. This is a birthright for us as human beings. How can we develop this and use this in a way that improves not only our personal and professional lives, but also our spiritual lives as well? So Jess, thank you so much for being with me here on the show today. I'm really excited to get to talk to you. And why don't you kind of give us an idea of how you arrived at the understanding that, whoa, dude, I'm a psychic medium. And how have you begun to use that in a professional way to help other people arrive at that same turning point where they start to embrace their spiritual gifts?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to. Thank you so much for having me here today, Sharon. I'm like so jazzed to be on the show. And I'm actually at Alex's apartment, so you guys are going to get a little bit of Alex spirit too. Alex, if you're watching, go ahead and comment. Let us know you're here. So my name is Jess Bubico. You can find my website is jesstheintuitive.com. My Instagram is also jesstheintuitive. And I have a great little quiz that you can get started on learning what your intuitive type is. And what your primary intuitive gifts are over awesome. At intuitivetype.com. So you can take that little quiz and start to open up and discover what your intuitive gifts are. So fantastic. Let me rewind a little bit. I have been working as an intuitive psychic medium for the past, since about 2014. When I was a kid, I was very in tune. I'm sure people can probably relate to this who are watching. I was just really sensitive to energy. I was always very, what they would call overly emotional, very much felt the energy of what was going on in the room, as well as I could connect with people who had crossed over. Wow. There was, I would say, this one point, this like one very potent point where, you know, I'd always kind of been the weird one who was just like sensitive to stuff. And, you know, my family thought there was something wrong with me. But, yeah. You know, when it all really opened up and I realized that it was real was in 2004, my grandmother was killed by a drunk driver when she was crossing the street. Wow. And my mom, my grandmother, and myself, my mom, it's my mom's mom, we all have the same birthday. We were all born on March 22nd, which is crazy, right?
Dude.
Yeah, I know. And they were like witching it up out in Italy back in the day. But
witching it up.
Witching it. They were just witchcrafting it up. So they probably wouldn't call it that, but that's what was going on. So
I like that. Good.
She had obviously passed away pretty tragically, and yeah. I always felt like I could connect with her. We were very connected because we had the same birthday. There was just a lot of alignment there between myself and my grandmother. And so when she passed, I remember my mom, you know, my mom had seen her at the very end after she had, you know, been killed and, you know, had been injured and all of that. So it was very tragic for her. And so she had said to me one day, you know, I want to have a dream about grandma. Like, I haven't been able to dream about her. I want to have a dream about her. So I would talk in my head at night to my grandmother. And I remember this one night, I'm laying on my stomach. I'm talking to my grandmother in my head. And I can feel someone sitting next to me on the bed rubbing my back. Oh, and I'm thinking to myself, I am bat. Am I allowed to swear on here?
You can, girl. Swear it up.
I'm like, I am batshit crazy. Like, what is this? Right. And so the next, I said in my head, go visit mom in her dreams. And the next morning I woke up and I'm like, I'm probably like 17. I'm walking down the stairs to go and have breakfast with my mom. And she's like, Jess, I had this wild dream. I was peering through a keyhole into your bedroom and I could see grandma sitting down on your bed. And I'm like, oh my God, this is
my
real.
My God, I just got chills.
Yeah. And so it kind of took it out of the I can feel things, but I don't know if this is actually true or real. Very much into the, okay, there's something
Holy
here.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And so what ended up happening was, you know, I kind of followed the rule book for life. I went to college. I went to grad school. I moved down to Charlotte, North Carolina. I got the job. I got, you know, I did everything I thought I was supposed to do. And I was feeling really unhappy. I was having anxiety attacks thing, and just feeling a lot of tension in my body. I kept gaining weight. I couldn't drop weight. And I knew what I was doing for a career just felt out of alignment. Yeah. And so I went to a psychic and I'm like, hey, what do I do? Like, I have no idea what to do, but I have this vision of what I want. I know I want to travel. I know I want to have a business. Here's where I'm stuck. I have no idea how to get to point A to point from point A to point B. And hey, guess what? I feel like I can talk to dead people. So help me out here.
That's awesome.
So what ended up happening was I started studying with her and learning how to open up to my intuitive gifts. And what I found for myself was, you know, being able to take this out of that woo-woo state of there are the women dancing in the woods, holding crystal balls with their big old bellies and wearing no bras, telling you your fortune on the side of the road, you know, that sort of stigma, and go, hey, how do we actually learn how to use our intuition, use our gifts in order to be able to help us to navigate our life and figure out what the next step is and the next step, and really break out of sort of the structure of this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm anxious or I'm sad or it's not aligned, et cetera, and really create what I call like an intuition driven life. So that's kind of how I got from point A to point B of where I'm headed now.
Wow, that is an amazing story. I just want to take a moment to recognize some of our viewers. We've got Angela Conti on, Susan Darling Spurrier. What's up, Warrior Goddess? We have our Chief Spiritual Officer, Andrea Hendren, on with us, all of whom are super excited to hear your story and what you have to say. I like you talking about how when you were younger, you could experience energy, because when I was younger, I was raised in a really strict Pentecostal home. And I remember thinking that I was crazy, because I'd be in a really good mood and I'd walk into a room full of people and all of a sudden my mood would like almost schizophrenically change. Like crossing that threshold, somehow I changed. And I remember growing up with my family telling me that I was emotionally unstable, because every time I got around a crowd of people, like my mood, things just changed. And it wasn't until literally, girl, in my 40s. That I start to really understand that I'm empathic and I'm picking up on the emotions of other people and experiencing them like my own. So for somebody who, you know, might be watching, people are adding on as we talk to the viewership, who is maybe your age, young, and is struggling with that idea of not feeling emotionally stable and not understanding that that is actually energy talking to them rather than them having their own personal experience. How would you tell someone like that how to start separating from that as reality and using it as like a map for what's going on around them?
Oh, I love this question so much. Thank you for asking it, because I can so resonate like so much. There's a couple of things that I want to kind of cover here in this question, because this is like a fully
Take
loaded and juicy question.
Get it, girl.
Yes. I want to just say to everyone before, first off, if you are somebody who has felt that way, you're like, I feel overly emotional, or I can go into a situation and like, blah, like my mood changes, please comment in the box and let us know. If this is you, you can like give us a little emoji lady or man or whatever, and let us know. So, first off, I want to back up a little bit and say there are multiple types of clairs and clair abilities and psychic and intuitive abilities. So we've got clair empathy, which is what you're talking about, or clair sentience. They're kind of interchangeable. Sometimes we hear them as sort of interchangeable. I lump them together. If you hate that, separate them apart. Being clair empathic or clair sentient is really about clear feeling. When you are empathic, you are walking into a room and you are picking up on all of the energy that's happening around you. If you don't know and you aren't aware of it, that's going to feel really, really intense. And I'll get into in a little bit about how that happens and my understanding of that. Yeah. And then there's clairaudience. So you might be like, I don't feel emotions. Like, that doesn't resonate with me. I must not be psychic or intuitive. No, no, my friends. There are multiple different ways. You might be somebody, if you're clairaudient, you hear messages or you hear a song and it inspires you and you're like, oh my God, the message from that song was exactly what I needed to hear. Or, you know, I heard this thing in my head and I'm gonna go do it. This just feels right. I heard Lisa's name in my head. I'm gonna go call Lisa. You might be clairvoyant. I've heard a lot of people who think they're not intuitive because they're not clairvoyant, which I think we've classically heard from people is like, I had a vision, I had a dream, this thing popped in my head and then it happened. So now I'm psychic and intuitive. Cool. One way of receiving intuition. And then we have claircognizance, which I think can be the most challenging one for people to trust. A lot of men are claircognizant. My dad in particular, I did a little show with my dad and my dad's very claircognizant. He was like, I just woke up one morning, knew it was time to retire from the job I had spent 34 years at. And I put in my notice and I did it. I just know, can't tell you why I know, I just know. And if you want to comment too and let us know if any of these resonate with you, which one is it? Claircognizance, clear knowing, clairsentience, or clairempathy, that clear feeling. You might even feel like I walked into a room when I first started doing readings. I went to this party to do readings and I felt my whole shoulder lock up. And I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Wow. And then I was like, oh, hey, who had surgery on their right? I tuned into it. Who had recent surgery on their right rotator cuff? And this girl's like, oh my God,
damn girl.
But that would be something that we could so easily feel in our body and be like, oh, I'm just going to tune it out. Oh, there must be something wrong with my shoulder. But as we slow down and we tune into our vessel, like our bodies, our antennas for receiving information, like suddenly that pain that I felt that I wanted to like brush off.
Yeah.
Spoke to me and it was like, oh, there's information here. Oh, I tuned in and I slowed down. So coming into somebody who's emotional, somebody who's feeling a lot of emotions, one of my favorite books is Energetic Boundaries by Cindy Dale. Amazing book. She's an amazing teacher. And she talks about how as we grow up and we grow older, our energetic boundaries form. And as our energetic boundaries form, you know, if your mom was in a lot of pain growing up, or she had a lot of emotions, just like we, you know, from 0 to 8, we have all these subconscious beliefs that form, whether we like it or not, we have our ideas about money and sex and religion and all of this that's formed in the subconscious and sort of, informs how we see and view the world. The same thing happens with our energetic boundaries. So if my mom was overly emotional when I was growing up, I think part of it is just our energetic DNA. But also if my mom was very emotional and was experiencing a lot of physical pain, I may not have properly developed an energetic boundary around pain and emotions because I could then, it actually kept me safe. If I knew that when my mom started to get depressed, if I started tap dancing and putting on a show and taking care of her, she felt better and she didn't experience pain anymore, then not having that energetic boundary fully formed allowed me to feel into my mom, just like a dog that is like a seizure dog that can feel into the person before they have a seizure. Yeah. It's like, I can feel into my mom so I know how to act and how to be, because if my mom is depressed and in bed for 4 days, I'm not going to get food. I'm not going to get shelter. I'm not going to get love. And so sometimes our energetic boundaries can be a little bit distorted because they actually helped us to survive when we were younger. And so being able to formulate and heal those energetic boundaries, which is a lot of the work of what I do in the Intuitive Academy, letting go, releasing, healing, as well as learning how to connect, we're actually, we can start to heal those boundaries so that when I walk in to a room, I can develop a mindfulness practice to be able to go, hey, is this mine or is this someone else's in the room? Instead of like sucking it up like a sponge in my body, we can start to shift and change our boundaries so that we can keep our energy in, we can keep our connection to our highest self, and we can keep showing up in every situation connected to who we are and what we came here to do.
Wow. So we have a couple of comments. Angela Conti says, people say I'm crazy and that I don't fit in any place. And then we have some, we have one of the board members who is commenting as Discover Your Path You. So I don't know who you are. If there's a way that you can give us your name, that would help. Saying, I feel like I have a few of those. Claircognizant might be one of them. And I would have to agree with her. I'm pretty much everything but clairvoyant. I get knowledge that I just know. I feel people's emotions. I'm very much probably a combination of those things outside of clairvoyance. What I would like to know more about, what is this academy?
Oh yeah, totally. Okay. So I want to just cue people off to also head over to intuitivetype.com. Take the intuitive type quiz because you're going to get an ebook that's going to be sent to you after you take the quiz. And it actually will teach you. So like you said, you're not clairvoyant. You can train any of your intuitive gifts and your intuitive abilities. Wow. It's just a muscle. So one of my favorite ways that I love to, we can actually use them in combination with each other. One of the things I love to teach people how to do for my like very clear empathic people is to actually sit in your own energy and imagine a bubble around you. Imagine yeah. your body, your vessel, your being as a certain color. And then when you go out into the world, so let's say my color for the day is yellow. When I go out into the world and I get hit with an emotion, I will literally sit and use clairvoyance to support clair empathy. And I'll say, okay, is the color of this emotion yellow? Wow. No, it's red. It's not mine. I'm going to actually return it back to sender. So we can like literally wow. use any of our abilities and any of our gifts to sort of, to manage our own energy. So the Intuitive wow. Academy, it is a 12-week academy that is all about you. Number one, learning your energetic blueprint. So we go into who you specifically and uniquely are as a person and as an energetic being, what your purpose is here, your intuitive gifts, etc. We go into really healing, clearing, and releasing and healing those energetic boundaries, different things, relationships that we've started to plug into energetically. How do we start to release relationships, release old patterns, etc., from a very energetic place? And then we go into building your intuitive gifts and then building your intuitive skills. Some people take this and go, I want to do intuitive readings. I want to teach, I want to be able to tune into people, help them see where they're out of alignment and help them step more fully into their lives. And other people are like, I am a CEO at a company, or I am a nurse, or I am whatever. And I just yeah. want to be able to use this in my everyday life so that I can continue to stay in connection with myself, not be sucking up other people's illnesses, injuries, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like you can kind of take it in whatever direction you want, but the next one's going to be starting up November 1st. So I'm very excited about that.
Do you mind sharing with the viewers how much that is?
It is, the early bird is $19.97. The not early bird, the full bird, if you will, is $25.97. And then there's payment plans, et cetera, in there.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah. If you were to share with one of the viewers who is kind of struggling to come to terms with their intuition and maybe has a heavily religious background like mine that leads them to think that there's a possibility that their gifts are actually negative in nature or, you know, satanic or dark or in any other way, not of the light. How would you help someone like that really begin to release that energy? Because I know that over time, our aura collects the energies of other people, the energies of other experiences. And it's very hard to let stuff like that go if we have a bunch of it swimming around in our aura with us. How would you help someone begin to release that kind of thing?
Yeah, great question. Okay, a couple of things here. I would say number one, that when I work with someone, I'm very much like, I want to meet you exactly where you're at. I don't think there is anything wrong with religion. I don't think there's anything wrong with religious beliefs. I think there are so many different paths.
Absolutely.
Me personally, I think they all sort of lead back to this, can lead back to the same thing and have very similar underlying values or underlying, you know, core beliefs. But what I would say is, if it's something that you are feeling within yourself, like, I know that this is resonating true in my body, I can feel it, things are starting to open for me, but on top of it is layered this, like, just guilt or there's something wrong with me. Because the bottom line is, this has been like caked into our energetic DNA for years upon years. Like, Alex and I were talking the other night about, like, had I been born 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, she's like, your ass would be hanging in the middle of the square because you would be burned or be burned at the stake as a witch, right?
Yeah.
And for me personally, what I would say is, if it's something that's starting to awaken for you, doesn't necessarily have to be me, but finding somebody who can hold the space for you to be in your experience and baby micro step into discovering yourself and what your beliefs are and what intuition means to you, not from a place of, hey, come buy into the way that I see it and the way that I do it, and that, you know, you have to switch from basically one religion that tells you one thing into this other religion or way of being. What I would say is, finding a safe space to be able to express what your fears are, witness them, see them, dig down deep while also learning to connect with yourself. I think having a mentor, and again, somebody who can relate to you, who can see you for who you are, who can hold the space for you coming into your experience, I think is really important. I mean, I would say, you know, start to maybe research, start to look into different things. But I always think that having the energy of somebody who can accept you for all that you are and not say that your beliefs or what you grew up believing was wrong, but helps you to explore your truth is really important.
I would totally agree with you there. The last question that I have for you, Jess, and I'm hoping that you'll understand what I mean behind this question, is all of us spend a great deal of time focusing on thought. We're taught that I think, therefore I am. We're taught that the mind is the preeminent organ in the body, and we spend a lot of time encased in thought, and that small voice that is our intuition kind of gets pushed off to the side. How would you help someone who is really cranially motivated, somebody who loves to read, somebody who likes to figure things out, not put aside their mind, but begin to give the same amount of importance to that small voice that they do to the knowledge that they regularly accumulate up here? How would you help them find a balance between those two things?
Yeah, great question. There's actually a couple of things that are coming up. Number one, human design is something that I have dove into. I don't know what the right tense of that word is for that comment. Whatever. I've dived into it. So what I would say is, some people's intuition, like Alex's intuition, comes through her mind, and then it starts to spark thoughts that then she can go out and create in the world. So sometimes our intuition does speak through our mind. So I think there's a level of discernment of what's coming through my mind and how does it feel in my body. Everybody's energetic blueprint is just slightly different. So I want to say to the very cranial focused people, there is, with anything, a shadow and a wisdom. The shadow of the mind might be the repetitive thought, the repetitive behavior that's not, or repetitive thinking that's not serving me. But then at the same time, that might be your superpower. And so there's a way to start interpreting and understanding the way in which things are coming through your mind.
Yeah.
Number two, for the ones who are very cranially focused and are having trouble maybe getting into, because even if something comes through your mind, you have to be able to really feel into your body and go, okay, does this feel exciting? Does this feel expansive? Does this feel like it's leading me in the direction I want to go?
Yeah.
I would say number one, meditation has been super powerful in my life. There's a great book, The Untethered Soul, right here.
Fantastic.
Anybody? Great book, right?
Fantastic book.
start here, I would say. Number one, start to watch the mind. Watch what the mind says. I woke up this morning and my mind was like, she has the, my ego mind just has this sort of like bitchy voice. She's like, this isn't right. And that's, so when I hear her now, I'm trained enough to be like, okay, we got to sit down. I'm going to wrestle you into submission right now so that my spirit can come through. But I would say meditation's great. If you're somebody who has difficulty with meditation and you're very movement based, go out and move your body in ways that are, allow it to feel free, allow yourself to feel free, not just like a HIIT class, because HIIT classes feel good. Go and do a dance class or a yoga class or something to start getting out of the head and really align into the body with free movement. So those can be two great ways to sort of start tuning into your vessel in a new way.
Wow. Well, I absolutely cannot believe how informative this interview has been. Like for me personally, I mean, I love my viewers and everything, but I'm over here like, shit, this was worth it. So thank you so much for being with me. Just really quickly, Monique says, this has me questioning so much stuff now. And I think that's the purpose behind all of these conversations, Monique, is to get us to question those things. Angela says, yesterday I went into a room and everyone was so nervous about speaking. I was so overwhelmed with absorbing all their anxiety. Even my anchors didn't work. And I believe she's talking about NLP anchors. So this is such a powerful subject. And I'm hoping just that after the beginning of the year, you know, when people are beginning to start setting up their New Year's resolutions and stuff, maybe you might be willing to come back onto the show and kind of give us some more nuggets about, you know, as we start to set those resolutions for what I'm going to become in this year, that maybe part of those resolutions can be, I'm going to start developing my intuition and this God-given birthright that I have. I'm hoping you might be willing to do that.
Oh my gosh, I would love to. I loved this conversation. Thank you so much. And to anybody who's questioning and is like, this is making me think or energetic, like go head over to intuitivetype.com, take the quiz. There's a book there. There's literally in the ebook, it has exercises you can do to strengthen your intuition, et cetera. And shoot me a message. Like I love connecting with people. So shoot me a message here on Facebook. If you want to go over to Instagram and you're an Insta lover, at Jess the Intuitive, shoot me a message and let's connect.
Awesome. So guys, I will put that website address in this live so you can go and find it after you've watched this interview. All of Jess's contact information is actually with this live, including Instagram, her Facebook page, and her personal profile. So you can send her a message on any of those formats. I'm begging you guys, if you are starting to understand or have understood for a while that there's something going on there for you, and you'd like to know more about it, this is an amazing young woman who is full of knowledge and has an incredibly powerful gift that really just wants to help make the world a better place. Please allow her to do so. For those it's my pleasure, love. For those of you who come by and find this video after we are no longer live, drop us a hashtag replay and let us know that you were here. Let us start up a conversation with you. And I also invite you as well to utilize Jess's contact information and get a hold of her. So guys, we will be here tomorrow, same place, same time as always. You know, I love you. See you later, guys.
Thanks, everyone.